Something above a min aleph, a little more than halfway down the page, that the Gemara is saying that Bavel has a status like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. So the Gemara says Ad Heichen Hi Bavel. Okay, so we need to define what exactly goes into the borders of Bavel for this purpose. So Amar Papa Kemachlekes LeYuchsin Kach Machlekes LeGittin. The Gemara says in Kedushin in the fourth parak, the Mishnah says, the Gemara talks about that Bavel had a very clear Yuchsin Mesara about Kashas, even compared to Eretz Yisrael, compared to Bavel, was not considered as well established in their Yuchsin issues. The Moras Machlok is over there. Where you define Bavel regards to Yuchsin. So the Rebbe says that the borders for the purpose over here be the same as the borders over there. But Rebbe Yosef says no. Machlok is the Yuchsin. I will get the direct hope. At Arba Tinyana de Gishra, till there was the bridge. I don't know where exactly the bridge is. I don't know. And it was till the second Arava tree by that bridge. So the Rav Chista Matzich me ak. So Be'ardashur and Aktiswain are very close to each other. So the Morris says that he would, a gap being brought from Aktiswain to Be'ardashur needed the following Nechtav, but the other way around not. Somewhere says, so what would the logic behind Rav Chista's action be? Lemakasover, the Vishain Vikin Lishma. Bahana Gemiri, so the issue is Lishma. And we knew that the people in Be'ardashur were knowledgeable, and the people in Akhtiswan were not. Okay. So where it says that but Tisbara, is that can that be true? This logic you're saying, but Rabbi Islay the Rava, there were two different Medinas, and we say for Medina you need the same Farinat Farinakdam because there's an Adam and Matsum Lakaimri. Hello, the Kalyama being the Kaimri, everybody agrees that we need Farinat Farinakdam as a form of kiyum on the get. V'hani kiyum the ozli l'shuk at the hosom hanach yadi b'chasimus yodo d'hani v'hani b'dahanach lo yadi my time of b'shukayu treaty. So the shuk was an aktiksvain. The people from Be'ardashur would go to Aktiswan for the shuk. So they would contract things there, and they would sign things there. So the people in Aktiswan were familiar with the signatures of the people from Be'ardashur. But the other way around, the people from Be'ardashur, even though they were in Aktiswan, they were not familiar with the signatures of the Aktiswan people because they were busy with the shuk. They were leaving their signatures behind, but they weren't taking the signatures back with them, or they weren't necessarily taking documentations back and saying they recognized the signatures of the people from Aktiswan. Therefore, a get going from Be'ardashur to Aktiswan, people in Aktiswan know the signatures, they can be Mekayim it. Because the get from government Actisan to Bay Ardisher, people Bay Ardisher did not know the signatures of the people Actisan, so they needed a Faninechtav for key and purposes. Okay. Rabba Bar Avua Matzich Me Arsa La Arsa. In Medina Sayyam, he was matzich from one arsa to another arsa. And let's finish off the thought. Rav Sheish is matzich mishkuna l'shkuna. Rabba matzich b'oisa shkuna. So arsa was like a section of people living on the two different sides of the Rishus HaRabim. Are called the arsa. So basically, going across from this part of the city to this other part of the city across the main road, he required farinetam in that situation. Then Rav Sheshes is even in the same side of town, in one shkuna to another shkuna, would require. And Rabbi requires even in the same shkuna. So Mor says, I don't get it. But Rabbi, who the Omer lefi she'enedim mitzvim lekaimoi. So if you hold the problem is lishmo, so even from next one house to the next, I understand you need. But if you hold the she'enedim mitzvim lekaimoi, They live together. That's Mitzvim L'Kaimoy. So why would you need that? Zemur says, Shiny B'nai Mechuza denied it. Rabba lived in the city of Mechuza. The people of Mechuza are very busy people. They're always going hither and yon for business purposes. So they're not familiar with the signature of the person that next door to them. Okay. The bottom Tosis says over here that we paskin. Based on this Gemara, the Bein Otam said that nowadays you always need Bifanet HaVarinechtam because this nature is probably familiar with, similar to what we have nowadays, he says. People are always running around peddling, etc. They're not familiar with their neighbors. The interface with their neighbors is limited. They're busy running around getting their pranosa. So they're not familiar with the signatures of their neighbors.
I mean, it sounds like this is a halacha depends upon the metzias, right? So you can go back and forth.
Chara, yeah. It's in Medina. It's in Medina. It's in Oysa Medina. So normally, Rosh Medina, we said that nowadays, everybody's lomdu. So we don't have a real concern. So we just have machlok as well. You make a gzeira. Shem yachad avon l'kakuloi. The Rabbi says you don't make such a gzeira. So the issue is mitzvim l'kaimoi, and they're not mitzvim l'kaimoi. So that will draw the lines of the where you need b'fanei zavrei nechtam. Everybody agrees that the tekana was in place. The tekana of the Gemara that Fenet HaNetam works is in place. Even a scenario which you quote unquote didn't need, so if you did it, it worked. Tosfos points it out somewhere along the way. I don't remember exactly where. So we're not creating a tekana which didn't exist. The tekana exists. There's the question of requirement is the is not required in Oysa Medina. So we're saying nowadays when our Metzius is that's what we're saying. Metzius, when if we hit a point where they're not Mesum Lekaimai, you would be required. So that we'll figure that out practically what that is. Rav Chanan Mishtoyer. So Rav Chanan said over a story that Rav Kana Isigita. Rav Kana brought a get. Loydana imi sura l'nahardoa imi nahardoa l'sura. So the time of Rav, the two yeshivas were in Nahardoa and Surah, not Surah and Pupadisa, but it was Surah and Nahardoa. So it went from one to the other. I'm not sure which went. Rav Chanan is saying over that he's not sure in the story which way it went. He remembers that there was a story that Rav Chanan brought again from one to the other. Also, came to Rav. So Rav Chanan went to Rav, and I asked him, "Amalei tzrichna lemerim b'farinechtem or loy tzrichna? Do I need this to when I'm bringing this get? Do I need to be able to testify b'farinechtem b'farinechtem? Amalei loy tzrichna? You don't need. Rav is the one who said bubbles care to get it." Okay. Oh, here's the Gemara. Be about it, but if you do say it, Ahanis, it'll work. My, what does it mean? My Ivanata Ahanis. What does it mean? If you did it, it'll work. The Yossi Balamar or Loma Shechinin Bay. If it's accepted and it's valid, and therefore it would override and prevent the ear of the Baal. Titania. Yeah. Ma'aseh ba'olam echad shehei biget lifnei Rabbi Shmuel. Amar loy tzarich ani loy mer b'fanei t'fanei nechtam or any tzarich. Do I need to say b'fanei t'fanei or not? So Amar loy Rabbi Shmuel said to the person, "Bini mehechan ato, where you're from?" Amalei Rebbe, Mikars Yisoy Ani. Amalei Tzorach Ato Lomer B'Fanenetam V'Nechtam Shal Tizokik Le'edim. You need to say it in order that the woman will not need to have Edim. In the case of an error, she won't need to have Edim. She'll be taken care of. La'acher Shiyotzo. After the person left, Nichlas the fun of Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Eloi came into Rabbi Shmuel. Amalei Rebbe, well, like Karsi Soy, Mublas, but Kumar Tisrael, Rekabla Tzipuri, Yersimi Akai. It's Mubla in Kumar Tisrael. And it's Tzipuri was already clearly part of Tisrael. It's further south. It's closer to Tzipari than Akka, even though it is because of the turn of the borders. It's in Chutz Loretz, but it's, in regards to distance wise, it's closer than Akka. Matanan Remeir Omer Akka carries the Seligitin. V'hil Rabbanon the Lepligia later in Meir Ella ba'Akar the Marachaka. The Akar they say is not part of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin purposes. But Al Bakrasi Soy the Mekarva Loi. Amar Loi Shteik Beni Shteik. So Shmuel said to Rabbi Loi, just keep quiet. Hal we yatzad Rabbi Heter Yatza. It worked, so don't shepherd. So the Mor says, "Even Nami shall tizak le'edim kamer late." Rishmol told the shliach, "You need to say it in order to prevent the need for edim." See, what he himself was saying, he didn't mean that it's meikra din, but you need to do this to help the woman. Samor says, when they told Rabbi Law the story, they didn't tell Rabbi Law that part of the story. They had not completed the whole story. And if Rabbi Law had the question, had he heard the whole story, he would have realized that that was what Rabbi Shmuel's intent was, and therefore he has no question.
There's
a little more than the Sirashi. Shalom Le Rebbe, Rav Yosser the Rav Chista. Rav Yosser told Rav Chista, he sent them a message. Get them a boy in Misham Lakan. The Gittin which come from there, Bovel, Lakan, to hear Eretz Yisrael. Ain't Sarah Lamar Befalinatum. They don't need Befalinatum and Ethem. Where's it okay? Right, because it must be that the Yasser holds Fishay McKinley Shema. Rahani Gemiri holds that above all, they're knowledgeable enough to the point that the halacha does not include them. Where it says, Batispero, is this what you're saying logical? Rabba, Islay the Rabba. We came out that Rabba, based on the Brises, agrees that there's another issue of Kiyum. And that you're going to need. El the Kuli Amabin in the Kam. Everybody agrees that you need nothing for Kiyum. The Kiyum and Ika Rabba and the Salki Menachse Mishka Shichi. There's a lot of traffic from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, she'll be able to get a kiyum on the signatures on her get from Bubble in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So that's the story. The more so that Rabbi Yosef is going to challenge this story. But before we do that, let's see Rashi. Rashi's have it on the page. Kamachokis Leyuchsin. Parakas are Yuchsin. More over there in the last parak in Kedushin. The Kamal called Rots is Isil the Eretz Yisrael. Versil Isil the Bavel. That the clarity of Masara of who's kosher and what level. Mishnah says there's 10 Yuchsin. It's Kahadam Levim Yisraelim. There's Mamzeri and the Sini. There's Shtuki and a Sufi. So you have everybody clearly packaged in there. You have Gerim and you have Avodim. So everybody's clear exactly where they fit into the picture, what they're allowed to marry, what they're not allowed to marry. So if they're not clear, that's called Issa. It's a big mixed up dough. So everyone in the world is compared to Arsil, it's considered like Issa. But Eretz Yisrael is considered Yisrael and Bavel. Compared to Bavel, Eretz Yisrael is not as clear. If think of Hasam and Hechon, there's a machlokes over there. What are the borders of Bavel? So he says that this, the same machlokes is over here. Arvat and Yana, Arava Shnia Hasmucha Legesher. The second Arava. Near the bridge. Zemora said that from Ardashir to Taktisan he did not require because Hani Gemiri, the Ardashir, people of the Ardashir are knowledgeable. Of course, it doesn't work for Rabba, Isai the Rabba, but Kiva the Medina, Medina, who being in the Kaima, the mice is two different Medinas. So Morris says, behind the Be'arisher also the shuk of Laktisin. So people from Be'arisher go to Laktisin for the shuk. Most of them show him Edios, the Chosman, Shimon Bishtoris. While they're there, they might be used as witnesses. They'll sign documents there. Bishtoris Biyad Ben Aktisuin, and now the people in Aktisuin have the signatures of Be'arisher people in their possession. As much enigvim until the documents, the loans are collected. So people like this one are familiar with the signatures of the people of Be'arisher. He'll get you the necht of Be'arisher, the get which was processed in Be'arisher and was signed to Be'arisher. And then it was set to Aktisrin, so the Adam and Shem the Kaimut. And Vapani Arisher, Kishalchim, Mashom, the Shuk, Yikamu. And you also have the Be'arisher people who come in regularly, who can be shown the documents and be Mekayim. Of any Arisher, and in Makirim, Chasim is Bnei Aktisrin, but the other way around, they're not familiar. Of Mishalchim, Mashom, they go there all the time, the Scar for business. They're there during the shuk. They're busy with the buying and selling. And they don't take the opportunity to check out the local signatures. The one row of houses on one side to the other side of the Shusar Rab. So the Morris says he would require. Rabbi Avua required the Farinet of Farinet in that situation. So Shkuna is a small grouping of homes. Three houses. Tamar says he required in the same Shkuna in Mechuzah because they're 90. They don't stay home and they're busy going around trying to do business. Therefore, they're not familiar with the other people's signatures. So he, Rav Kana asked Rav, he said, "Lo shrichus, you only need to say v'fanetam, the bubble carries Israel." Rav said, "Bubbles like carries Israel." But if you did do it, it works. Yossi Baal, Avol Eloi Amarta, Yossi Baal Amarer Mifsel. So it is beneficial to do it because in case the Baal does come in Amarer, we taking care of the problem. Even if you don't need to say it, if you did say it, it works. Do it, in case there's an error, you've saved the woman the concern and difficulty of finding it, so it's worth it to do that. So Mor says that. So that's what Rishmol said. Then Rabbi Law challenged him. So why did he challenge him? Why you nami? Why mishum the tzarich? My kasha, Rabbi Law. What was Rabbi Law's kasha? If Rabbi Yishmael said, I'm not saying it to your kaivik, then it just meant it's a good idea because it'll help the woman. So we're answering Losimuk Hame, the Rabbi Loi, the Siyum of the Mills of the Rishmael. Rishmael did not hear the full story of what Rabbi Shmuel had said. They didn't give over the complete sentence. So therefore, based on what he said, he made a mistake understanding what Rabbi Shmuel was saying. And he challenged Rabbi Shmuel. So then the Morris says that. He brought the get. That Gittin which go from Babel to Eretz Yisrael do not need Farinetta, because even though they're knowledgeable, that's not enough. We have to know that there's Edim and Sim Lekaimah. There are Edim and Sim Lekaimah. because of the flow of people going from bubble to Eretz Yisrael. So the more Amr of Yosef, Malim Elon, Rabbi Yosef Bar Samchahu. How do I know that Rabbi Yosef is the person which we can rely on his halakhic authority? Void, and there's a gish in the Yaakov Deha. I see that he's done something wrong. The Shalach Leila of Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef told Rav Yehuda, or wrote Rav Yehuda, the following thought. People which go from Bobel to Eretz Yisrael, Kima Ba'atzman, they have fulfilled in their own being the following pasuk. They weigh their son for zayna, meaning for zaynus, for sustenance. And they gave away their daughter for wine. And they drank it. So, because that they were coming from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, they're going away with Dinas Hayam, they're leaving their whatever benefit they're expecting to get. Let's say if it's a financial benefit, they left their children fatherless, they left their wife husbandless, and they're going to have to have scrape and scrounge to be able to get food, and they left they sold out their children because they felt there was a financial benefit of them coming from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, or you learn the spiritual benefit. He held it was wrong, so he basically is not the Mekayim Peravu. He's doing these things, so they've it's improper what they're doing to take this long trip like that. Okay, so what's Rears' problem? But Vakasa Label is here, he wrote this pasuk. He wrote it without making sirtut on the page to write this phrase. But Omer B'Yitzchak, Shtayim Kaisen, Shalosh and Kaisen, two words from a pasuk you can write without sirtut. If you're quoting three words in a pasuk, you need to write sirtut. You need to make sirtut. The Masis and Tana in the Bryce it says Shalosh Kaisen, Arba Ein Kaisen. So Rabbi Yosef is saying, we see that Rabbi Yosef didn't know the law of Sirtut, we're not saying he didn't know the law of Sirtut in writing a Sefer Torah, but even just quoting a pasuk and writing three words or four words in the pasuk, you require it to. He didn't know that halacha. So Amar Le Abaye, so by Esed Rabbi Yosef. So you're saying that means he's not reliable. Also called Lo Yada Hader Yitzchak Lav Gavur Rabahu. He doesn't know Rav Yitzchak's din. He never got heard this halacha that Rav Yitzchak said. It means he's not a gavur rabba. Mishlam and Milsa D'Tayya B'Svara L'Chai. If it's something which is a question of logic and figuring it out, you say if the person can't figure out logic, he's not reliable. I understand that. L'Chai, that's good. But Hagamarihi, Hagamar L'Shmiyale. This is a question of a Masara. There's no logic compelling it one way or the other. He's saying we have a Masara, this is true. Well, he never heard the Masara. The fact he never heard the Masara does not undermine his status of being a Tamachachim. And furthermore, we know that Rabbi Yosser was the individual that we know that Shemaim agreed to his words. So that's a pretty good statement of some level of knowledge. Where is that Rabbi Yosser? Rabbi Yosser, Bershom agreed to him. By Pelagish Begiva, but Tizna Alav Hilakshay, that she acted improper with him. She was Bizana Alav Hilakshay, but Chazal say it doesn't mean that she actually was, it means she went astray. How so? Rav Yosef Marzuf Matzalah, that he found when she made the food, there was insects, there was bugs in the food. Rav Yosef Nima Matzalah, that the B'shas Etashmish, the derech was to remove the hair in that area to prevent the possibility of its damaging the male organs, and he found that she hadn't done that. So we have the relationship between Rabbi Yosser and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yosser shortly thereafter met Eliyahu. Amalei Maika Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing now in the world? Amalei Osik B'Pilegesh B'Giva, he's learning, the Rosh Hashanah is discussing Pilegesh B'Giva and Shemayim. My Kamar, Amalei, so Eliyahu told Rabbi Yosser that the Rosh Hashanah is saying, Rabbi Yosser B'ni Kach HaOmer, Yonis B'ni Kach HaOmer. He's quoting both opinions. He's quoting Rabbi Yosser by name. Amalei Chas HaShalom Amika Tzveika Kabi Shemayim. So the Rosh Hashanah doesn't know what the story is. So here's your phrase. So both happened. There were two different issues. It wasn't that you found the hair in the food. It was oisamokim means in the gefer tashmish. Zuv is misusa. Venima is sakanto. So the issue of the nima is that it potentially can damage the male organs. Igadamri, idibi idi bekara. Zuv is oinsa, venima pshiusa. That letting a hair get in, a person can be careful about that. A zuv can fly in against the person without the person having control of that. That's why the zuv wasn't the final source of the person's anger, but the nima was. Okay, fine. It's a good place to stop. We need the Rashi. Let me just do the Rashis quickly. The Samkahu, who said you can rely on him? They would say it in Israel for a period of time. Menich and the Shasei and the Gunois would tell him a period of review. They left their wives without their husbands. They were both in Peribarivia. Shenokel b'neim yilodim b'yilodis. They had a cavalier attitude towards the children, having children, taking care of the children. Shtayim seitevus kosin min a mikra b'lo sirtzah. You can write two without a sirtzah, but three you need. Bishma milsa the tayim b'story loy hava savra lo midaitoy. If he couldn't figure it out, the logic himself l'chayay. Klemer shaper motz is the member of the labar gavarabahu. If he doesn't have a good thought process, he's not a gavarab. If he should have figured it out. The gemara l'shmiyale ha gemara the Rabbi Yitzchok, this masara that Rabbi Yitzchok said, he was not familiar with it. The galus loisoid the chavim the vorder assuming ala mitosim. Bereshim was megalat to him. Soid this way to understand something. Tisla pilakshay beglaish give exiv. Tisna, we mean sorchalov. It didn't mean she was mazana. I mean she acted wayward vis-a-vis the husband. Zumatzla bekara. Nima matzla lekamei meforish. Bashka keger sinan. So where it says what happened? Nima matzla behikbit. The first time was why was he more makbit on the nima? Nima was a makim. A darkan are you the hashir ssr? They would remove the hair. To prevent the potential damage of hurting the male organs. Therefore, since that's something which potentially there's danger, Hikmet allowed. And therefore, Baruch Hashem also, he was angry. She was scared of his reaction and she ran away, and then the whole story started. Okay. We have to talk about this in a little more. But.